Parshas Chayisara, Tofshin Pei Beis. Va'avram Zokein Bo Bayomim, Va'ashem Beirach Es Avraham Bakoil. This is an opening pasuk to the saga, the story of the chipus, of a shidduch for Yitzchak, and the whole Arichus Dvarim of searching for a shidduch for Yitzchak. The opener statement is this Va'ashem Beirach Es Avraham Bakoil. Why is it connected to the Hemshech HaParsha of looking for a shidduch for Yitzchak? The Yerachayim HaKadosh says that the Pshat is because it's saying that Avraham Avinu had everything, Oysher, V'chovid, V'chol Mili, Demetav, and many things that Chazal also say means Beirach HaSavram Bakoil. The one thing he doesn't have is he doesn't have an Einikol. And that's what he wants, even if he has everything, but he wants to be able to have an Einikol, he wants to be able to have Hemshech Doiris. And that's the Hagadamah to the Parsha. The Rashbam Ala Torah, who always says Pshuta Shel Mikra, he says, we're looking out for a shidduch for Yitzchak. When you're looking for a shidduch, you want to describe who the mechutin is. So you say, oh, we're talking about Avraham. Not Stam, it's Avshem Beirach Es Avraham Bakoil. He has Oysher V'chovid. A mitzuyin dik a shidduch. That's how the Rashbam learns Kipshuta Shel Mikra. But the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Tezayin, also the Gemara later on in Baba Basra Kufa Malav, the Gemara brings Kama V'kama Shittis, what it means, V'Hashem Beirach Es Avraham Bakoil. Rav Meir says, Shaloi Hoyoloi Bas. Bakoil is expressed by the fact that he didn't have a daughter. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, punkt verkehrt. Shehoyeloi bas. Hashem Berech Es Avraham Bakoil, that he did have a daughter. Achei Ramayim, that he had a daughter. Her name was Bakoil. Rather, Ibn Ezra asks, then it should have said, Hashem Berech Es Avraham Bib Bakoil. Her name was Bakoil. He was best, blessed with Bakoil. The Gemara then is Mamshech various other pshotim. What it means, Bakoil. She Yishmol Osachuvah Biyomav Shalimor Ed Esav Biyomav. Rashi over here in the Chumash says, Vashem Beirach Es Avraham Bakoil, Bakoil is Gematria Ben, and it's referring actually to Yitzchak, which is Poshu, that's the Hemshech. Hashem Beirach Es Avraham Bakoil, Bakoil with a son. Bakoil is Gematria Ben, he's looking for a Shidduch for him. But I had a Ha'ara, according to Rav Meir, Bakoil means Shaloi Hoyoloi Bas. Why is this idea that Bakoil Shaloi Hoyoloi Bas connected to the Hemshech that we're looking for a Shidduch? Because he doesn't have a daughter, that's why he's looking for a Shidduch. What's the connection? So I was thinking, it's a Dover Charef, but you can say like this. If Avraham Avinu would have had a daughter, then it wouldn't have been necessary to look for a Shidduch for Yitzchak. Yitzchak would be able to marry that daughter. Only because the Hakdama, that he doesn't have a daughter, Beirach Es Avraham Bakoil, that he doesn't have a daughter. Okay, so we have to look for a Shidduch. Hashoyel Yishal, that it's too sharp to say that. How could Yitzchak marry his own sister? How could I say that if he wouldn't have had a daughter, because if he would have, he would marry her. Abraha Emes Yeredarkoi, that according to the other man, the Omer, that he did have a daughter. Toisus, in fact, asks the Kasha later on in Daf Kuf Memalef, so why do they have to look for a Shidduch for Yitzchak? Let Yitzchak marry this daughter, Bakoil. Let him marry her. And Toisus gives Terutzim, either she was too young, or that she was the daughter of Hagar, he didn't want to marry the daughter of Hagar. Abba says, if he would have had an older daughter that was Matim, he would have yet allowed Yitzchak to marry this daughter. So you see how come on that he could. Aybazoi, the Hakadom is good. Vibalti didn't have a daughter, only that's why he had to look for a Shidduch. What Tosfos answers that she was too young is Madna, L'chayre, Zapella, Rivka was only 3. If Rivka was only 3, what? How old could she be? This other daughter was 2. So you could say because Avraham Avinu didn't want to marry off a daughter when he's a katana. Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah, and it's Asr L'Adam L'Kadosh Bitoy when she's a katana. This that the Mechutin Besuel is marrying off a daughter when she's a katana is not a problem. But for Avraham to marry his own daughter off, then it would be a problem that she's a katana. Abraham Emes Yeredarkei, that Toisus does not hold that Rivka was 3. It's Yidua, that's Shitas Rashi, but Toisus in many places, in Yevamos, and Lachari here in Baba Basra, other places, that hold that Rivka was in fact 14. And Abizayit stems. Rivka was in fact old enough, she was 14, but this other daughter, Bakoil, was too young. But if he would have had an older daughter, he would be able to marry him more. But now I want to go the other way. It says, Vashem Berech Es Avraham Bakoil, Bakoil that he did have a daughter. Why is that connected to this, that he's looking for a Shidduch Tfi Yitzchak? So again, you could say, "Be'emes Avraham Avinu Kaim Kol Torah Kula," and to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Peru Revu, a person needs a son and a daughter. Why is Avraham only looking for a shidduch for Yitzchak? L'chayre, he himself also still needs to be Mekayim Peru Revu, and he should be looking for a shidduch for himself, even though he's very old, but he didn't Mekayim the mitzvah yet. The Torah says, "No, Hashem Berech Es Avraham Bakoil that he had a daughter as well. He had a daughter, Rabbi Zoy. He doesn't have a problem. He has to look for a shidduch for Yitzchak." The Ksav Sofer writes a different kind. He says, the stira, whether Hashem Berech Es Avraham Bakoil, that he did have a daughter or he didn't, it means he did have a daughter, but she was nifter young. So on one hand, he did have a daughter, but now he doesn't. He says, the purpose of having that daughter was the Leitzani Hador. Bakoil is Gematria Ben. What's the pshat? Because the Leitzani Hador was saying, that me Avimelech Nesar B'Sara, and it's Bechal not from Avraham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mesabib, that Avraham should have another daughter as well. Well, then it was obvious then it would be Avraham Avinu could have children. That daughter, her tafkid was to be my chiyach and prove that Yitzchak could also be the son of Avraham. There's another pshat al pidrash. What does it mean? Hashem beirachas Avraham bakoil. We know that Avraham Avinu was omad be'eser nesiyonis. Now, one of them, at one end of the spectrum, we have the nesiyon of lech lecha, of leaving his entire life and going and starting a whole new start. But on the other hand, you have the nesiyon of the akedah, where interesting, the lashon of the Torah also is lech lecha. By the akedah also it says lech lecha. And the medrash even compares and contrasts the two lech lecha. And what we're saying over here is that it's two different kinds of nesiyonis. The lech lecha nesiyon of lech lecha is an entire life process. The lech lecha of akedah is a one-time thing to do something. Chad pa'ami. Both kinds of nesiyonis are important to be oimed in. And Hashem was beirach Avram, beiz koil. He was oimed in both nesiyonis. There's another pshat from the Chasam Sofer. He says, Vashem beirach Avram bakoil. Bakoil, if you spell out the gematria, you spell out the letters beiz, kof, lamed. Beiz is beiz, yud, tof, kof is kof, pei, and lamed is lamed, mem, dalet. The entire letters, the gematria b'miluyah of bakoil, is gematria shofar. What does it mean? Because Hashem was Mevorech Avram with also the Nesoyin of the Akedah, where eventually from the Eiloy of the Akedah comes the Shofar. From one Karen comes the Shofar of Matan Torah, from the other one comes the Shofar of Yemos HaMashiach. And the Nevolim that David HaMelech made to Tehillim comes from this Akedah. So Hashem Beirach Avram Bakoil, Shofar, Sai Matan Torah, and Sai the Geula, see that's all licked already in this Avram, Beirach Avram Bakoil. We know the Gemara says that all three of us, it's part of a series. Hashem Beruch is Avram. There's Bakoil, Mikoil, Koil, Bakoil is Avram, Mikoil, Vayichol, Mikoil by Yitzchok. And then Vyeshli Koil is by Yaakov Avinu. That's part of a process of the three of us. Bakoil, Mikoil, Koil. Now the beginning of the pasuk says, Va'avram zokein bo bayomim. Vashem Beruch is Avram Bakoil. What does it mean, bo bayomim? Bo bayomim is a person comes with all of his days. You know, every person has very beiz yomim. Bo bayomim is beiz yomim. Everyone has two very, very ultimate important days. The day you're born and the day you're nifter. And you look at someone's kever even, it says the date of his birth, it says the date that he was nifter. But then after that, you have all the days in between, the dash in between, the ta'arich of the yom ha'leida and the ta'arich of the yom ha'ptira. Avraham Avinu was baba yomim, he had yomim aleim. It corresponds to what we saw in the beginning of the parsha when it says, by Sarah, me'ashana, esrim shana, sheva shana, that kulam shavim letoiva, that by Sarah, every single day was utilized, every single year, different kufis, different matzovim, different nisyonis. Life is dynamic, but it's bo bayomim that the koyach that Avraham Avinu put into us was this idea that a person should be able to be bo bayomim and utilize every single day and every single moment that he has, aside from Avraham and aside from Sarah, what we have, and then it became takav Hashem beirach es Avraham bakoil.